Welcome to my home, Kayanja 1, Uganda, where water has been the key to renewal and hope. In this rural community, we once faced immense challenges, relying on Lake Victoria for our water needs. In our little world, a burden weighed heavily upon us, the lack of access to safe water. Like any other community in this region, the burden of collecting water always lay with the women and children. The wives must ensure that there is water at home, no matter the distance, their health condition, or the time of day, even at the risk of wild animals late at night. Women collected water on their heads, juggling 20-liter jerrycans on each hand, or pushing on a bicycle. For the few who could afford one, it never mattered about the quality of water brought at home, and the threat of sickness loomed over us like a dark cloud. One day while pregnant, I fell carrying water and I lost my precious baby. The pain of that loss was indescribable, and the weight of grief seemed unbearable. I remember lying there on the dusty ground, tears streaming down my cheeks, and feeling utterly defeated. It was tough, and in that moment of heartbreak, we prayed for a better way. Our dreams of bringing new life into the world were shattered, and it felt like we were caught in an endless cycle of struggle. We knew we had to do something, not just for ourselves, but for our entire community. We couldn't bear to see more lives lost, more dreams broken, all because of the lack of something as essential as safe water. But then, a glimmer of hope shimmered in our lives. Living Water International graced our community, a divine answer to our prayers. Our local church, the Nango Church of God, embraced their program, Flourish, making deep connections to our church ministry and water access, sanitation, and hygiene. My husband, Francis, became a church and community mobilization facilitator, guided by church leaders, Living Water, and the grace of our Lord. For the first time in many years, our community stood united, hand in hand, hearts entwined by our shared faith and the vision of a future where everyone thrives physically and spiritually. With Living Water International support, a borehole with clean, safe water sprouted in our midst, a blessed wellspring of life for all 349 souls who call Kayanja 1 home. The gift of safe water flowed like a river of blessings, easing our worries and bringing hope to our hearts. No longer did we fear the sickness from unsafe water. We celebrated the newfound freedom to thrive, our spirits lifted by God's grace. As I stood there, water flowing freely, I couldn't help but think of the precious life I had lost. And I knew in my heart that our journey was not just about us. It was about every child, every family, every dream that had been affected by the lack of safe water. Our Nango Church of God, an instrument of God's love, played a vital role in this transformation. Our congregation became implementers, messengers, advocates, and guardians of our precious new water source. Together, we nurtured our knowledge of proper hygiene and sanitation, sowing seeds for education and long-lasting change. I vowed that day to be a voice for those who couldn't be heard, to be a beacon of hope for those who had lost it, and to be a catalyst for change in our community. The gift of safe water flowed like a river of blessings, easing our worries and bringing hope to our hearts. My heart beams with pride for my 7 beautiful children, each with dreams of their own. With Living Water International's help, our dreams transformed from wishes to tangible possibilities, fueled by the hope that safe water provides. Safe water nourished our souls, a divine gift that made us stronger as a community, as a family, bound together by our renewed faith. I'll forever be grateful for how this water has been a blessing in our lives and rekindling hope in our hearts, reminding us of God's unfailing love. So, dear friends, I pray that my story is a testament to the power of faith and unity. Even in the face of adversity, the waters of renewal can spark a journey to hope, guided by the light of our Lord. Together, with God's grace, we can create a thriving community that flourishes like the waters of Lake Victoria. As the water continues to flow, so does our gratitude. It is not just water, but a symbol of life, hope, and transformation. The burden that once weighed heavily upon us has been lifted, and the laughter of our children resonates with newfound joy and health. Our hearts go out to countless communities around the world, still struggling to access safe water, facing the same challenges we once did. Let our story be an anthem of resilience and compassion, urging us all to stand together and be the change these communities need. May our tale of renewal and hope inspire you to take action, to support organizations like Living Water International, who bring life-giving water to those in need. Together, we can turn the tide for those who have been left behind and bring forth a world where safe water is a right, not a privilege. Thank you for listening to our story, the story of our waters of renewal. May it forever ripple through your heart, reminding you of the immense impact that safe water can have on lives, and the power of unity and faith to create a brighter tomorrow.